Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Okay, so I went and saw a show.
Without me.
You were seeing a show.
Without you.
Right, I mean, so we can't always be together. At South Park Theater, It Had to Be You, written by Renee Taylor and Joseph Bologna and directed by Helga Terry. Fun little love story. What are you done admiring that beautiful photo?
I just wanted to see because I didn't see it. I'm curious.
The cast was two people, Elizabeth Gliptis as Theta and Tom Kolos as Vito. It's sort of a quirky two-person, love story. And I know of Renee Taylor and Joseph Bologna. They're married in real life. They're performers. These are the couple that wrote it. Most people will know Renee Taylor for playing Fran Drescher's mother on the Nanny sitcom. Mm. Big blonde hair, talked like this, with the heavy accent. And Joseph Bologna, I know from doing the voice of Dan Turpin on the Superman animated series. But he's done a lot more important stuff than that. But they collaborated together in a lot, and they would tour and do funny shows. So this is, the story of sort of an unconventional meeting between two, individuals in the performing arts. And I happen to wonder, is it a little bit autobiographical as far as how those two met?
I'm just wondering time period on this. What's the setting?
Generally. None in particular. I kind of got the impression 30s, 40s. That this setting of it was maybe like in the 70s, 80s, modern day. Because, there were no cell phones, and that would have actually helped one of the characters at one point if there was. Elizabeth Gliptis plays Theta, who's an aspiring actress, and she's working on creating a one-woman show, and she's very animated. She's irrepressible, It's sort of like one of those, how do you solve a problem like Maria? It's like she's lovable, but whoa, she's out there. And it's going to take a real special guy to
rein her in.
To see the attractiveness.
One.
Yeah, right. So she comes out on stage in a wig, very, very big blonde, Renee Taylor-esque wig.
Okay.
And I heard an older woman in back of me say, "She looks like Lady Gaga." And that had me laughing for a couple
minutes. Don't you love community theater?
I do. I live.
Just feel free to comment.
I live for the comments. Now, we, of course, save ours for here. And she did look a little like Lady Gaga. But that was the opening, moment. So at an audition, she meets Vito, played by Tom Kolos, who is sort of like a producer, and they have a little fling, and she ends up back at his apartment on Christmas Eve, and she does everything to keep him there, but a big snowstorm and the fact that it's Christmas Eve kind of help keep him there too, and she kind of ropes him into working on the script together, and very reluctantly there are some sparks, and it's a cute story. Tom Kolos's Vito, I think, is like right out of the movies. He sort of had a very even, almost like old school Cary Grant kind of like charisma through it, just sort of very leading man. In fact, there is a film version of this, and he could play the dude. Yeah. Absolutely. And Elizabeth Gliptis really has a handle on comedy. She really does. And this girl's energy does not tone down the whole time. But that's kind of the good thing and bad thing about it, because on one hand, it would have been neat to see some more levels and some more genuine vulnerability that might also have been attractive to DeVito too, but fun to watch, but overall a little more dynamics would have been cool. For that small space out there in that small theater, the set looked really great, And I think Helga Terry, who directed, had a really good sense of, you know, the pacing in this and, you know, the type of story it was and the energy needed to convey. And everybody I saw it with there was having a great time.
Good. Was anybody in the background singing "It Had to Be You," or did they pipe that in? That, I thought about that.
That song was played. Yeah.
Was it played during the play?
No, but I think she references it just slightly in the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. I knew it wasn't a musical.
And I guess how that plays in, yeah, it had to be this guy, because you think, God, who else could, you know, end up with this lady? Yeah, but, you know, it's like, well, it's not like she's completely unbearable, but like you said, she's irrepressible. And that's both charming and challenging.
Okay.
So It Had to Be You, through June 22nd. At South Park Theater.
Boom.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.